What's up, y'all? It's Meg here.
And Myra from Planners and Wine.
Yes. While we are having the time of our lives at Go Wild, we didn't want to leave you guys hanging.
Yes. So we have a very special podcast for y'all this week. And I think y'all enjoy it. I think y'all will enjoy it.
I think so too. If you are not aware, we do have a Patreon exclusive show called Shots. We do this bi-monthly where we talk to somebody in the planner community about just a deeper dive into a topic. So we talked about the planner community itself. We've talked about budgeting. We talked about friendships. We talked about a lot of amazing topics. So we wanted to give y'all one of those episodes right here on our regular feed.
Yes, yes. So this one is going to be a very special one that we had with our friend Danny. Yes. And I think it's on brand for where we are right now at Wild. It's just talking about, you know, his experience becoming into this planner community post Planner Getting One.
Yes.
Which is really a unique experience because it's just something that, you know, we were on both sides of it. So, you know, we were there before and thereafter. So such a unique experience for somebody who came a little bit after the shift.
Yes, absolutely. So yeah, guys, we're going to give y'all that whole episode right here. And if you want more shots and more bonus content from us, make sure you join our Patreon over at plannersandwine.com. What's up, guys, and welcome to Shots with Meg and Myra, our Patreon exclusive show. What's up, Myra? How you doing?
Hey, I am good. We are back. This is every other month, so we're back for another episode of this, and yes. We have a very special guest, as we will every time.
We do.
We're still fleshing this out. It's fine.
It's fine. Y'all are here.
But
y'all
it's still good.
Thinking it through with us. So if y'all have any, like, you know, suggestions, let us know. But yes, we are here with our bae, Danny of Danny Plans It. How you doing, Danny?
Hey, shot. I can sing it, right? Like, you can't play it, but I can sing it. That's okay.
You can sing it. That's fine.
It's the cover of the song.
Yes,
I'm doing great. You know, soaking up summer and just trying to be as lazy as possible. But I'm really excited because I missed recording with Myra. So I'm excited to be here.
I know.
Yes. And you know what?
I do miss recording.
Quick sidebar. I want to know, like, how was the, and I'm sure everybody wants to know, how was the Simply Gilded warehouse sale? Was there, like, literally all the washi in the world? Like, give us some details before we get into this episode.
No, great. I feel weird being like, look, I went to this sale and here's what I got. So I don't know if there's going to be content that comes out, but
I would like content.
You know what? Let's just keep it behind the paywall. And like, come on. Danny is exclusive content. You got to come to the show. It was a lot of fun. Irene, you know, really did showed out, and she unveiled, I guess, her Juniper and Jasper, what do you call them? Mascots. You know, she's got actual mascots now.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So there we were, they had a photo opportunity, and literally it's a warehouse. So it wasn't you know, a boutique. It was just boxes and boxes of product everywhere. They had a build your own sub box station where you could literally take a box and pick whatever wash you wanted, whatever pen you wanted, whatever, you know, premium product. So that was really fun. They had, and I have it right here, not that people will see, but
we'll see it.
Literally just buy a box of washi. You could just fill it up. And they were we don't, if you bought the box, it said any of the washi's fair game. So I got all the passports I missed. I got all of the gems that I didn't have. Well, I didn't get all the gems. I just got a couple because I didn't get any of the gems.
Mm-hmm.
And she unveiled them. Mm-hmm. She had a sticker room. It was just a room with all of her stickers and journaling cards. It was definitely a dream because you're digging in these huge boxes and it's all Simply Gilded. Ain't no Michael's craft store.
Yes.
It was it didn't matter what tape you grabbed. You knew it was going to be that satin silky, beautiful washi. And so that was really cool. And
I love it.
Yeah. So I had a lot of fun. I mean, you know, like if you can make it out, make it out. If you can't, I know she said she wants to do more. I don't know.
I hope she does this like annually. I think a good, yeah, like she does once a year. Cause yeah. that'll help her be able to like clear out her back stock mm-hmm. and all that.
Exactly. Cause I don't even like, I went the first day, which was pretty short. It was just like 1 to 3. The second mm-hmm. day was a lot longer. Mm-hmm. But even then, with all the people buying the boxes and boxes of washi, it felt like we didn't even make a dent in what she had. That's so crazy. I was a little overwhelmed. Like, and there were people with like stacks of albums. They were like, I'm here to get albums.
I saw some pictures of all the albums. Yeah. Oh my God.
And I thought I spent a pretty penny, but I know some people racked up some. And I was like, good for you. Good for
you. That's amazing. Shout out to Irene, shout out to Did. I definitely want to go. Like, I might have to like plan a Dallas trip next summer and have it coordinate when the sale is happening, so I can just already be in the city.
She did say next time she might shoot for like a fall winter thing because it was a warehouse.
Yeah, and it was hot.
It was hot. Okay. It was hot, and she warned us and like. But like, you know, I came with my face all beat because I was like, I want to look cute in photos and stuff. And it was like melting into the washi. I felt so bad. I was like, guys, I'm dripping and I don't know what to do.
Oh my gosh.
It was insane. So that was, so if she changed the, you know, season, that would be, you know, maybe helpful. Yeah. Other than that, I mean, it was phenomenal.
Okay,
you know,
that totally makes sense. Heat.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm that's here for that. Yes. Yeah, definitely had to make a whole ass trip out of that, mm-hmm. you know. Material Girls meet up. That be I one mean, of the events.
My house is mm-hmm. open.
Period.
And if you need me to pick you up on that room, I understand. Like, get a hotel, whatever. But
yes, love you, Danny. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into this episode. So first thing we kind of want to talk about, and as you guys, if you don't remember or if you are new to our Patreon, like the kind of setup of Shots is really just more of like an open dialogue between mm-hmm. us and our amazing guests rather than like a Q&A like the regular podcast is when we have guests on. So let's talk about the planning community post 2020. So Danny, remind me, when did you join the planning community? Officially.
So I joined after COVID. So okay. like I can't quite remember the exact date. I should have looked it up before this episode, but it was definitely like late March, early April, maybe even. Mm-hmm. And like that was when my friend was like, hey, do you want some EC product? Like I need some points. And if I refer you, I get points. And I was like, mm-hmm. okay, sure. So that's when I joined. It was a couple months later that I like made Danny Plans It and started posting from there.
Okay.
And I want to say by the time I had made my Instagram account, Planner Get In had happened. Mm-hmm. And so like, I remember seeing like, you know, like that's what we're talking about, right? I remember seeing EC on the newsletter. Cause at the time when I ordered, her face was still on everything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then, but then it was like, I made my account and then it was like the whole world had changed and you were like diving into this water and you were like, my God, what's going on here? Like, I don't understand. And then the next thing I know, this new podcast I'm listening to called Planners and Wine has Tanya on. And it's like, everyone's holding their breath in the conversation. And you guys, you know, you handled it like champs and had a really great conversation with her. But it was weird.
Yeah, very weird. Very weird.
It was a weird time to enter. You're like, what's going on?
Yeah, that was just a weird transition. So we were just mm-hmm. curious to like, from your perspective, like how it was, because you really didn't have like this connection to Aaron the person. So I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how to like word this. How do you feel about like looking into it now with folks having that like really deep connection with Aaron, the person, like, how do you feel about it? Like kind of somewhat be on the outside looking in when everything happened. And then now like you're full blown into this community. So yeah. How do you feel about that?
Like, I'll say this, like when it happened and all of a sudden the like articles were being dropped about what mm-hmm. happened. Like, I'm like in this euphoric state, right? Like, I just bought this bullet journal. I just bought these cute like markers and stencils all from EC. And then all of a sudden, all of this went down and all of these major creators who were like, I was looking at their videos for inspiration. They're mm-hmm. all like, we don't know what's going on, you know, like I'm lifting my hands, I'm taking a break.
Or, oh,
you know,
the break.
Yeah, I'm taking a break. I'm going to go wipe my behind and I'll be back. No, I'm just kidding. And for me, I was like, oh God, like, what do I do? Do I throw this away? Like literally, yeah. I was like, do I buy something else? And I was like, you know, I bought it. I'm going to use it. Like, what can I say? And I'll just see what's going on, you know? Mm-hmm. And that was that.
Yeah.
I think looking back, I understand. Cause like, I think about some of the brands and people that I'm really close with. Mm-hmm. And if something happened that drastic, I mean, you got to hold people accountable. So
absolutely.
You can't sit there and be like, but they're my friend. It's like, okay, well, if they're your friend, then you need to get in their text messages.
You need to be the main one holding them accountable. Say,
girl, what the hell are you doing?
Exactly.
What are you thinking? Are you insane?
Yeah.
Cause like, I think of the people that I'm that close to, I would say that. I would, mm-hmm. or, you know, I'd be in their DMs or something and just say, this is not a good look. What are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. I feel like with the whole like EC thing that went down in the summer of 2020, it's like it was like the perfect storm of like events that led to all that, because it's like without COVID, something that we have just really like as a country literally haven't dealt with anything like that in like literally like a century, you know what I'm saying? Like if that would not have happened exactly when it happened and exactly when all this other stuff with, you know, with George Floyd and Black Lives Matter was going on at the exact same time, then, mm-hmm. you know, like the result might have been totally different. But since all those events were occurring at the same time, like I said, it kind of led to like this like perfect storm of circumstances that really caused like a major shift
mm-hmm.
in the planner community, because now all of a sudden all these brands are so invested in Black creators and other people of color creators and, you know, queer creators, and where they didn't have that interest in us before that. I mean, and not even mm-hmm. just talking about brands, like other people in the planning community. I mean, I just, mm-hmm. I would love to know like how many people who are just regular planners in the planner community who are white, how many of them were seeking out, you know, a planning podcast with two Black female hosts before that happened. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like so many things changed because of that. And it's just like, it literally feels like just like a totally new community to me after that. And I feel like I was kind of lucky that I, even though I had started using Erin Condren products in 2019, I just never really bonded with Erin the person. You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought she was cool or whatever, but, you know, a little corny. Sometimes a little lame.
Like, yeah, the faces of companies are a little corny. Like,
yeah,
I would say Stephanie's a little corny too.
But you know what? Even with Stephanie, I can honestly say I didn't have like a deep connection with Stephanie Fleming either, but I had more of a connection with her because she just seemed a little bit more down to earth than EC was. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what Stephanie was very, very Target.
She's EC very down to
Bloomingdale's.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it makes sense, right? Yeah. Like the luxe planner versus the like, hey,
absolutely. Yeah, it's on brand
right away.
It's definitely on brand. So yeah, I don't know. I just never really had that big of a connection, but you know, obviously, lots of people did have a super deep connection with EC. Some people kind of still do, and they still trying to, you know, hold on to that image of that person and, you know, all that. But I definitely think that the shift happened for the better, even though I still feel like the planner community is still kind of going through a lot of growing pains because so many people are used to how it used to be and kind of prefer it goes back to how it used to be, similar to the shift that has happened in just America in general. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like a lot of people really like how it used to be and are really pissed that it's different now and are really pushing us to go back in the other direction. And I feel like the planner community is low-key kind of doing that too, which is wow.
it just gives me the whole, you know, I wish we could go back to the 60s. Like those were like America mm-hmm. was in its prime. That's, you know, things was the family mm-hmm. man, the family unit. And I'm like,
for who?
What history book did you read? Hey, you read one of those ones from Texas where they took out all
the it's definitely a Texas history book.
Yeah, or Florida, you know, you did, that's what you were reading. Yeah. Because yeah, it was not, no, we've made a lot of progress that we need to keep, and we need to keep going, you know, this whole regression back to the, you know, whatever.
That's the thing. And I feel like a lot of people are really resentful of now having to share this planning space and this planning spotlight mm-hmm. with, you know, BIPOC creators and, you know, queer creators, other people that they were able to look over because brands were looking over these yep. people as well. And yep. it's like, now it's like, no, like, you know, people are really paying attention to other people too, like it, like not taking away attention from them, but just adding to who is kind of getting more of that shine in this community. And that's really bothersome to a lot of people, unfortunately, you know what I'm saying? Because I just feel like, for one thing, like with your platform, Danny, like you are just so like bold and like outspoken about your life and your experiences and what you have gone through and what your life is like as a gay man. And I feel like you coming into this community, maybe if you had came in 4 years ago, 5 years ago or something, you could have still been that, but the boldness and the outspokenness that you have, mm-hmm. I don't think it would have been received the same way. You know yeah. what I'm saying? Like if this community would not have received it, maybe some people like us definitely would have received it the same way, but a lot of people in this community, even brands, may not have received mm-hmm. they like yeah. you can be who you are, just not too much. And the same yeah, thing with like loudly. Me and Myra, exactly. like they exactly. want to put a Black person, you know, be on their page and just to show that Black people do use their products. As long as you're not too much of a Black person, as long yeah. as you're not too Black, as long as yeah. you're not too outspoken. And I feel like it was kind of the same way. And I feel like even now some brands probably still are like that, but it's less and less of that now, yeah. which is obviously a good thing, because it's like, if you're going to get me, you're going to get all of me. You're not just going to get the part of me that you're comfortable with. You're going to get the part of me that you're uncomfortable with, which is being an outspoken Black woman, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. And I just think, and we kind of, I feel like it's kind of funny because we get into this little bubble of like the planner community, but mm-hmm. I honestly think if you can take a step back and you see that like the planner community really is kind of a reflection of what's going on. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the world right now is in a weird place where pre-2020 and post-2020 mm-hmm. are like night and day. Yeah. And same with the whole, like there are people who want to go back, but we're like, no, things are different now. We like, COVID is still around and we're going to mm-hmm. constantly be dealing with that. You know, we were all at a standstill when George Floyd was murdered and, mm-hmm. you know, it was put on every single screen and nobody could look mm-hmm. away,
right.
and, which was a good thing, like, because we had to watch it and we had to live in that and say, wow, like, look what we've done. Look what America's yep. capable of. And I feel like even, you know, like for me as a gay man, I'm like, 5 years ago, you know, there was, we were a trope. We were, you know, mm-hmm. a box that was checked in the corner mm-hmm. of the film. Like sometimes the character, like you don't know that they're gay, but the way that they act is like, oh, you're the gay best friend. Mm-hmm. You're just not, mm-hmm. we're not going to say anything. We're not going to give you a spouse or a love interest. We're right. just going to let you be there and be that person.
Right.
But now, you know, like we have to, we're trying to fix that, but then mm-hmm. I don't want to. And it's like, well, then you can stay over there and, you know, bland, tasteless, land, and we're gonna come over here where the spice is at, and we're Period. Gonna because ain't nobody want that bland chicken.
It's kind of funny, like the similarities between like the tropes that they use for like Black people and gay people are so similar, because it's like we're always like the hilarious sidekicks. Well, we yep. used to be yeah. just the hilarious sidekick, yeah, like exactly. the comedic, you know, relief yeah. in the show or in the movie or whatever. And it's like, now we're the main characters, and we're the main exactly. characters in the planner community as Period. Well. Period. You know, and
sorry it's not about to say it. Sorry
that
about,
white people
sorry.
Aren't the main character anymore at all. It's just now, like I said, sharing that spotlight and sharing mm-hmm. that
exactly.
space.
Exactly.
You know, it's wild.
Yeah, it is definitely wild. I don't know, this whole conversation, we kind of had to talk about the reels on IG because we are with the real king, but this whole conversation kind of like brought that into the forefront, because a lot of people are like, quote unquote, boycotting reels.
They are.
Like, you know, we've seen it, like we yeah. had the conversation about it, like If you don't want to do it, cool. But I think some people are taking it to a whole nother level. And I think their reasoning is because the way they used to do it gathered them so much follow, interaction, likes, views, whatever. And now that we're having this transition, it's like, oh, nah, let's go back to what was good for me, basically.
Yeah, for sure.
It's such a weird transition in this planner community, for sure.
It is. And I feel like, especially with like the Reels thing, I feel like, you know, 5 years ago, 4 years ago in the planner community, you know, it wasn't like all like say a white creator, a white woman had to do was, you know, take a few pictures or a few really well lit or well edited pictures of their beautiful spread and have their, you know, nice curated YouTube channel. They wanted to do that and boom, blowing up in the planner community. And
period.
It's like,
yes.
Now Reels have created this like kind of new dynamic. So now that old formula is not gonna work for you anymore. Working. And if you want to grow, if you want to really get bigger in the planner community, you have to take on this like new thing. And it's like, some people don't love change. I don't love change. You know what I'm saying? Not all the time. It just kind of depends on the situation or whatever. But yeah, so now it's like they're having to compete with not only the people they used to compete with, but now all these other creators who are now starting to get opportunities and starting to get shine and things like that. And all on this whole new, you know, thing that they have to try to learn, which is Reels, which I mean, like I said, I'm not taking away that it might be scary and intimidating for them. But the way to deal with that is not to hate on other creators who have just embraced that change and just roll with it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just not the way to fight against it. It's like, not.
It's weird because there is this like sentiment that if you're making Reels, it's almost like you're a sellout or you're like a clout chaser. And it's like, that no no I'm sorry, like that's not it. I mean, for me, I was just, you know, I saw them on TikTok, thought they were funny, but I was on Instagram because that's where the planner community is, and so I was like, I'm gonna post this in Reels, that sounds fun. It's a fun new medium, and I get it's not for everyone. I did get a fun interest, like an interesting question. I was at a Texas Planner Babe, like Zoom call, kind of like a little like interview, get to know Danny. And they asked me like, I'm just a regular planner babe. Like, why should I be making Reels? And I was like, you know, I'm not, what's his name? The guy who owns IG that with the beard and the glasses.
Oh, what is his name?
I don't know, but he is fine as hell with that beard.
And now he's trying to shave it off. Did you see that? He's trying to shave it off. He said he thinks.
I immediately said no to that post.
I know. I have to tell you.
Myla doesn't think that anybody is fine. So this is like wild to me. I got to check this man out. What is his name on Instagram?
I can't remember. I can't pronounce it. It's his last name.
Just look up
his Instagram, like, is his last name.
IG CEO. I bet that's who it is.
Right. Oh my gosh. But Danny, what were you saying? I interrupted you.
I was just like, I can't control that. Like, this is where Instagram is going. And yeah, like we can have a funeral. We can put on our all black, play the funeral music and be all sad that the old Instagram is gone. And this is what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
But because of that, like, it's just a new way to make the same connections you were making.
Right.
I said, you know, you are taking pictures of your planners and you are posting it with your little caption saying like, I'm using these stickers, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is swipe your phone over one time to the video, snap a little video, scan across your spread, and then post that. Maybe pick some cute music if you're feeling crazy. And then do the same caption that you were going to do and then post it there. I was like, as a content creator, it makes sense to do Reels because that's the content that's getting pushed. But as a member of the planner community, who's just trying to be in this space and talk about planners with other planners, I feel like you can kind of take the same thought point. Like, this is the best way to connect with other planners.
Right.
So, and I was like, you don't have to do that much different. Like, whatever light source you're using to make your picture the way you want it is perfect enough to make a planner, a quick little planner reel where you show off your planner for the week.
Absolutely. It doesn't have to be rocket science. That's right. And I feel like it's definitely easier said than done, but it's so true. Yeah. Like you're not going to get better at something if you don't practice and put in that work and that effort into it. And so you don't have to right out the gate be the absolute best reel maker in the world.
Yeah,
You won't be. Even when you have all that experience and practice, you still won't be. Like, there's just no such thing as that. You know what I'm saying? Your reels are going to hit for some people. They might not hit for other people. Make them for yourself and make them for the people that enjoy them.
Exactly.
That's what you want to do, you know? Or it's nothing stopping anybody from still making the same, you know, putting the same pictures that they used to put on Instagram. Exactly. Just do that knowing that, you know, because how the Instagram algorithm is working right now, it's not going to get maybe the attention that it used to, who knows, but there are still things you can do with that, you know, maybe join Lori Social Star to get you some more insight to make that work. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I sent you his profile. His first name is Adam.
Okay.
I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but he is fine.
I will check out Adam.
But I absolutely love the way you put that. Like, it's just another way of connecting with people. I feel like a lot of folks are like, this was working for me before. Why isn't it continuing to work with me? And that's so weird to me because one, this is social media. It's like the fastest growing industry out there.
Mm-hmm.
And two, like, things change. Like, you can't expect to keep doing the same thing that you were doing 2015, 2016 in 2022. Like, that doesn't make any logical sense.
I mean, you can, but you're not gonna get the growth that
you're not gonna get
for.
The growth.
So yeah, you have to choose. Like, if you want to stick to that same, you know, formula, that's fine, but just do that with the understanding that it may not hit the way that reels and other things are hitting. And if you're okay with that, girl, make whatever content
go
you want
off,
to make.
Yeah.
And if you're not, embrace the change and figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, just do that. So let's talk about, so we've talked a lot about how it has been just being in this planner space in general since, you know, post 2020 with so many changes. But obviously, like we said, the planner community, just like the world, just like America, still has a lot of work to do. And there are insecurities that come with being a creator because of the negativity that is out there in the planner space, you know, like in the internet in general. Like, so Danny, if you're comfortable, like, can you kind of talk about some of the insecurities that you might deal with as a creator? And we'll talk about ours too.
Well, I will say, you know, again, all three of us are Lore's social stars. Like, period. We're all in the group, you know, trying to grow our brands and our niches, whatever, what have you. And I think one of the first things she said to me at one of the events, and I think she said to all of us in one way or another, is like, the bigger you get, the smaller you feel in the planner community or online on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I didn't believe that at first. Like, I was like, no, I've got like one that, like, I love my 1,000 followers. I'm so proud. I love all of them and whatever. But then as I've started to grow, it really has like shrunken that, like, just who I am in the community, just because I don't know, like, there's just something about being very public to a large group of people that kind of makes you feel very, very small. Mm-hmm. And you start to realize that, like, not everyone in your DMs that is saying, you know, great things about you, liking all your stuff. Like, there's kind of like a dark side to that, where there are people who are criticizing every single thing that you do, regardless of who you are. And I mean, you know, I pride myself on being, you know, the big smiling, happy person. It's been a part of my personality for as long as I can remember. And I'm very proud of that part of me. But even then, it's like, I have found the circle of people that want to criticize that or don't like that about me. And
imagine not liking happiness.
I know, like, I'm sorry.
You don't
like it when people smile. Okay. go off. But
literally.
And I think that's just the thing that is the hardest, is your mind wants to cater to the people that are unhappy. Because, like, as a person, you know, you see someone unhappy, you're like, oh my God, what's going on? And these people are vehemently, or whatever the word is, unhappy with something about me or about you or about as a creator. And you kind of have to say, like, you are not my target audience. Like, sorry, not sorry. Like, if you don't like me, that my content's not for you.
Right.
And unfortunately, those people are the loudest ones. It's they're always the ones. It's always the ones that hurt the most.
Mm-hmm.
But you kind of have to get that thick skin and just say, you're not my audience. Because I've got, you know, I got 50 comments on a reel that say that people are really enjoying what I'm doing. Right. So like the unfollow button is free.
It's right there. And it's right there. Yeah. I totally feel you, Danny. And it is frustrating. And I feel like those people who are just so loud and open about their, and we're not talking about constructive criticism. Yeah. We're talking about like haters. People who, no matter what you do, you'll never make them happy. You'll never satisfy them. They'll always find a reason to dislike you, dislike your content, dislike whatever you're doing, just because they just don't like you. And obviously, everybody is not for everybody. Yeah. Most of us have the good sense to just unfollow, block, walk away, and leave those people alone that we don't like. Mm-hmm. Some people have nothing better to do than harass the people that they don't like, unfortunately. And I feel like that's why it is really important that when you like somebody or you like their content, to be really loud about your support for them. Like, that's why I know y'all have probably noticed, like, whenever, you know, anybody on here posts anything, reel, picture, whatever, like, all of us are always in our friends' comments telling them how amazing they are. Like, hell, I barely even watch one of y'all reels before I'm already in the comments. Like, yes, fuck it up. Like, I don't even watch the whole thing and I'm already giving y'all praise. You know what I'm saying? Just because I know that's important, because we do hear the negativity the loudest. And I feel like that's one of the reasons why I've kind of been so hesitant to get back out there and start creating again, because I have that kind of fear in the back of my head. Like, you know, what if people hate this? What if it doesn't get any likes? What if I, you know, people want to say something crazy to me? What if people disagree? You know, it's like, it's so hard to kind of like quiet those like insecure voices in your head and just push past them or whatever. And that's why, like, even with that, I just haven't even been really putting a lot of pressure on myself. I'm just like, I'll put content out there when I'm ready to do it. I'll create when I'm ready to do it. Like, I'll do that on my own time. And whether that is next week or never, I know that I'm doing it when I'm comfortable and confident in doing that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like another reason why people kind of don't like reels, I feel like, because they just feel this pressure to perform and to keep up. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, if you're not ready to do that, then just don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Make whatever content is going to make you happy and what's going to fill your cup. And if that's no content, like it is for me right now, it's just this podcast content, then that's what I'm rolling with. That's what I'm comfortable with. And that's what I want to share with the world or whatever. But yeah, it's hard. It's really hard. Like, once you put yourself out there as like a public person, it's really, really hard not to let the negative voices, you know, get to you.
Yeah, I totally agree with 1,000% of all of that. I think it really boils down to just kind of being honest with yourself. Like, Meg, you're on one extreme where you're just like, you know what, like, creating content on IG, like, just doing this podcast is enough for me right now. And with a lot of folks, instead of just being honest and being like, reels intimidate me. I don't have the time to devote and learn how to do this, or I'm scared to do this.
There we go.
They go, fuck reels. Reels ain't shit. You ain't shit for making reels. And it's like, no.
Just say no to reels. Like, it's drugs. All right.
The gag of that post. But anywho, but it's like, you need to just be honest with yourself. Yeah. And that's perfectly okay if this isn't your format. Like, if you really love doing photography and that's what you want to do, cool. I mean, that's just not the direction Instagram is going. But just be honest instead of like, basically shitting on it. Just be honest with yourself. And that's hard. A lot of people just can't look in the mirror and be like, this is the reason. So that's why they pinpoint to, oh, it's Instagram's algorithm. Oh, Instagram pushing reels. That's the reason why. And it's like, sometimes you just, it's you, sis.
The call is coming from inside the house. It is you. It is you.
I'm not ready for that. But-
But no,
fire is coming from inside of the house. Get out of the house, girl.
But that's, I mean, if that's the issue, it's okay. It's okay. There's no shade. I mean, if anybody listening and like feeling some kind of way, there's no shade there. If you don't want to do it, don't do it.
Yep, exactly. And you know what? I feel like that kind of goes back to like the insecurities that even like not even just that we feel, but people projecting their insecurities onto other people. Like deep down, you're not confident in your ability to create reels, or you don't have the time to learn it. You don't have the effort. You don't want to learn it. So instead of just sitting with that and being okay with that, you're projecting that onto other people and mad at other people who are making that effort to learn, who are making that effort to change their content and to grow with the app. And that's why that negativity is spilling over. So it's just like, that's why I try to keep in mind, like whenever I see or hear about like negative things being like said about me or us or whatever, I try to think that a lot of that is coming from a internal place and things that person is dealing with inside of them. Like if just unfollowing or blocking me is not enough, and these people have to go over and beyond that to still, you know, harass, talk shit, drag, whatever you want to call it about people, there's some internal things going on with them. So the real reason why they're doing that, because it's not about a stranger that you've never seen, that you've only ever seen from here up. You know what I'm saying? It's not about
or listen to
about something you exactly. Right. Like if you're literally, you know, on the internet complaining about how people smile, that's because you're mad because you're not smiling enough.
How the fuck somebody supposed to change their smile? That just
and what kind of
and how's that constructive?
And why should they?
Reconstructive surgery because you don't like my smile. What?
Wow.
It's wild to me.
So I feel like it's hard to think about it like that all the time. And obviously we all get caught up in the negativity that's said and spread about us, our friends, whatever. But you really got to take time to reflect that people who are devoting their time and their energy in their personal life, literally just to hating on other people, that's not even about the people that they're talking about. That's really just about them. Because we all have insecurities. We all have people that we're jealous of, but all of us are not taking it that step further and doing the most, you know?
Yeah, I'm kind of jealous of Adam's wife.
Just girl, saying. Yeah, I looked at Adam.
But I ain't in her DMs.
Yeah, Adam is okay.
I think he is.
He does look better with his 5 o'clock shadow. It's not giving beard, It's not giving beard yet. Once it's given beard,
He did have a full beard. He trimmed it. Now it's just 5 o'clock shadow.
Go to like 9 square. That's more beard right there.
See, now if I gotta go to a particular picture.
It's a real.
You must be universally.
It's a real.
If you fine. Okay, I should have to go to a particular picture. Oh my God.
Number 9. Hold on, let me go back a little bit. He's our first prayer, I swear.
Right. Okay, so last thing I kind of wanted us to hit on was just the good and the bad of the internet, like in general. So Danny and Myra, both of y'all, and I'll share too, like what are some just some good things that have happened to your life from being on the internet? And what are some bad things that have happened to you, happened to your life from being a public person on the internet?
Do we want to do like a good, like each and then a bad each?
Well, I'll do that.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
Everybody do a good and then we'll all do a bad.
That's okay. Great. And maybe have another bad at the end to sandwich it in so we don't leave all depressed. Okay. I will say, the good for me is that I feel like online, you know, it's funny as I'm sorry. I'm like trying to.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
And like, I just feel like in my life personally, I've been very blessed that like, you know, whenever I'm making a move that feels right, it just feels like the door is open. And I know that's not how it's happened for everybody. But for me, like in college, picking to be a music major, all of a sudden, you know, college was paid for. It was like all these things fell into place. And I feel like my social media journey has kind of been the same where, you know, I just joined to like literally to be a planner in the community showing my page. But then because of that, I've kind of found this voice and like this place where I can be a queer person and, you know, I'm unapologetic and people like that. People respect that about me. And then from that, I've even been able to, you know, advocate for other queer people. And mm-hmm. I've had people in my DMs say, like, you know, I've shown my videos to my queer child and mm-hmm. they love you and like who you mm-hmm. are. And I mean, even as a person, like I've gone into the street, you know, like, or into like a Brahms or like a McDonald's with like my full face beat. And like, I had someone that was like, oh my God, I'm non-binary. And I just have to say, like, you look amazing. And I'm just like, so happy to see someone that's like, not afraid to be who they are. And yeah. like, that's really like, for me, the good is that like, I found this platform and I'm able to share that light and I'm able to be that kind of model for someone and say like, it's okay yeah. To be who you want to be. And you're gonna, there will be a place for you. And then when there's not, like when yeah. there's that group that those naysayers, they don't mind, they don't matter.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, Danny. Oh my God. You guys made me cry. That's so beautiful. Stop it. Okay. Anyway, Myra. Myra, are you okay? What's going on? Oh, no.
She's having some issues.
Oh, you're muted. Did you mean to mute?
Did your headphones die?
Right. Maybe her headphones died. That's why I don't fuck with Bluetooth headphones for that exact reason.
I know mine died in the middle of the gym yesterday and I almost yelled. I almost screamed.
I don't think it died. I think I pressed the button. There's some buttons on here that I did not know was there, but I'm back.
Hey, sorry, y'all, she looked terrified for a minute. It was like,
is your house on fire? Vision, you know, the call is coming from inside the house. Get out.
I am inside the house.
Oh my God. Part of me wants to keep a little bit of that.
That's
fine.
That was really
funny. It doesn't matter. I was literally about to cry because Danny, what he said was so beautiful. And now I'm like
dying laughing.
Thinking you're having a heart attack.
I missed the last part, Dan. I couldn't hear the last part. It's fine. I'll listen to the replay.
Listen to the replay.
Yeah. And I'll cry then. But I heard majority of it.
Yeah.
And I totally agree with you. Like just having that platform to be authentically yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's super cool. Like, I love that people are coming to your DMs and saying, hey, I showed this to my child, or, you know, you just out and about being yourself and somebody comes up to you like, I'm just, thank you for just being you. Like, again, representation truly, truly matters. And and I'm missing the last bit of it, but it's fine.
You got the gist.
Yeah, I got the gist.
That was the gist. So you got it.
Yeah, Myra, what is your good thing that has come out of being a internet person?
Internet person. For me, the good thing is it just kind of gave me a creative outlet. Something that is mine. And just like, obviously y'all know my husband and Ashton is around, but my content isn't around them. They are a part of me. So sometimes they do show up in my content, but it just gave me something for me. And when I kind of joined this community, I was kind of looking for something to kind of identify myself with. And I kind of, not to say like I found my identity here, but it gave me something that was just mine. It's like, it didn't matter that I was a mom or that, you know, I was a wife. It was just Myra. So that's something super positive that came out of it for me. Like, this is something just for me. And then it made me kind of become this advocate for women like me who is a mom, who is a working mom, who is a wife, to be like, no, you need something for you too.
Yep.
Just you. Like, it doesn't have to evolve around the husband, doesn't have to, or your spouse, doesn't have to revolve around the child or children, just you. So I absolutely love that about my platform and being able to push that, because I think a lot, especially mommies, we get lost in that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm a mom first, and it's like,
what else?
I mean, yes, but also a person.
Yeah, literally. Literally, exactly. It's like, no, I love that. And I feel like a lot of people who might struggle with kind of figuring out what to do with their internet presence, they should just reflect on like, what do they really want out of it? Do they need to have an outlet in the space that is only for them, or, you know, are they doing it for the connections? Like, I always kind of figure out your why, and even something that you're doing that's just for fun, that's just a hobby. Like, And maybe the why is that it's just for fun, that it's just a hobby. That's okay too, as long as you know why you're doing it and you won't get caught up in the negativity and being a really negative person on the internet. That definitely should not be your why, but
yeah,
I digress. Something good for me that has come out of being a internet person is definitely the relationships. Like, I value the friendships and relationships that I have been able to make because of this community so much. I have always been somebody who I have really struggled to find like really great and genuine friends in my life. And I'm not saying I don't have any outside of y'all, you guys, but I, you know, it's been kind of far few between, especially, well, all right. But you know, especially getting older and stuff, I feel like it's harder to find like really good, genuine friends when you're not in school. And you know, I'm all about team, don't trust coworkers. So that's a struggle too. So it's like, especially in this COVID era of the world, we're leaving the house less. We're not out interacting with people the way we used to be. So it's like, how are you really able to form and make those connections? So that's why I am really, really grateful to have a community of friends and people that I love talking to. Like, I love talking to people in my DMs all day. I love, you know, obviously our group chats and our Zooms and things that we do, all the interactions that we have with our patrons and the activities that we do with them. Like, I really, really value that, because sometimes you just need to talk to people who are outside of your household. And some people live alone and they don't even have anybody in their household. You know what I'm saying? Like, you, like we as humans, like we need that human connection. We need to talk to people. We need to connect with people. We need to have like-minded friends, and but to also sometimes be able to see other perspectives and other walks of life. I feel like that just makes us better and more whole people when we're not just so caught up in our small little bubble in the world. That's a really great thing about the internet, that you can connect with people and learn about different experiences. Like, one thing that I have really learned from like TikTok in particular is all about the trauma that can come from like being an adoptee. Something that had never even really like crossed my mind, because it obviously just does not apply to my life. And you know, because you just get to learn, and people should go into those new interactions with people that they don't know anything about their past, about their history, with like an open mind, so you can learn things. Like, don't just go into it with your preconceived notions and push that on people. Like, listen to them and listen to their experiences. Like, that's literally what the internet should be used for, you know? And with that, we can just talk about, you know, what the internet should not be used for, but unfortunately it is. And I'll even go first with this one, because like, even from like being on like adoptee TikTok, basically I see people in the comments all the time on those videos where adoptees are really just talking about their trauma and their experiences and the bad things that have come out of that, and particularly how adoption should not be used as an alternative to abortion and the reasons for that. People can make do their own research and find that out, but there are always people in the comments who are pushing back against other people's life experiences. And we know as Black women, we get that all the time, where people are pushing back and denying our life experiences. Danny, as a gay person, there are always people who are pushing back against your life experiences. And it's like, I will just never understand that. I will never, never, never understand that. Because like, even, you know, being a Black person, dealing with racist people sometimes, and you know, if they are talking about their experience and why they are racist and, you know, whatever wild ass thing, even if I vehemently disagree, I just have never gone out of my way to try to pick apart somebody else's experience and somebody else's things that they have gone through in their life and tell them why it don't make sense and tell them why I think it's stupid and why they should get off the internet and all this crazy shit. But it's like, there are so many people who are so quick to do that rather than just listening to people who have had different life experience. Like, how wild is it, or how narcissistic do you have to be to think that just because somebody has a different experience than you, then their experience has to be wrong? Your experience is the only one. Your experience is right. Your experience is the one that everybody should be able to identify with. Like, it really just makes no logical sense to me that there are so people who are just after doing that all day, every day on the internet, just telling you, nope, that wasn't racist. Oh, nope, that wasn't homophobic. Oh, nope, you're not going through that. Oh, Black people don't go through more things than anybody else. Oh, gay people don't suffer more than anybody else. Like, just loud and proud with that wow, you know, that wild talk on the internet. So that's definitely one thing that I cannot stand about the internet. It just infuriates me. It makes no sense.
See, that's the, like, the double-edged sword of the internet. Like, mm-hmm. the beauty of the internet is that you can interact with different people and get different perspectives, but you can also be on the internet and be in your own little bubble.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And mm-hmm. surround yourself with people who think just like you.
Yep.
So that gives you this impression that, oh, the whole world must think like that. And I feel like that's what a lot of those people in those comments, like, first of all, how did you get here? Because I mean, TikTok algorithm is superb.
They found a way.
Yeah.
They found a way. Yep. And it's crazy because it's like interacting with videos like that is what's going to lead to you having more videos like that. So that's why, like, if a video slips through the crack and it's something that's absolutely against everything that I believe in, comes across my timeline, I'm not going to interact with it at all. Like, I'm not going to comment. I'm not going to like it. I'm not going to share it. I'm not even going to comment.
Not interested.
Say, exactly. That shit crazy. Yeah, I'm just going to say I'm not interested. It's wild. And, you know, I was actually having a conversation with my boss the other day. We were talking about how amazing the TikTok algorithm is. And I was like, yeah, it's so cool because, you know, if I like something, if I agree with something, I get to see so much of that. And then I kind of thought to myself, like, well, what about the other side of that? Like, what about people who literally think the opposite way that I do? People who are not open-minded, people who are who don't accept different people, and people who deny racism and deny homophobia and things like that. They are inundated with that exact content as well. Mm-hmm. And that's what's fucking scary.
Could you imagine like trading phones with someone and like the TikTok algorithm is just like
horrible.
Like I'm scared.
That's crazy.
Because when one pops on my page, I'm like, oh, no. Like, oh, God.
Because Danny, you told us that somehow you had some videos had ended up on your TikTok algorithm of like gay Republicans or something like that. So talk to us about that.
You know, because like, I guess because, you know, I'm gay. So TikTok was like, you'll like this. Very proud white gay man. I would assume by the tan that he had and some of the videos that he probably had came from money. That is an assumption I'm making. So, you know, you can read me for filth, y'all. I don't care. And he was just talking about how, like, I'm queer and I'm a Republican and here's why. And I mean, if you want to talk about clout chasing, I think it's very that, because every video is like, I'm queer and I'm a Republican and here's why. And then talking about the different things and, you know, saying those really shock value kind of things right at the beginning of your video and then talking about it and like diluting everything you're saying. But, and that was just like crazy. And the only thing I said that I'm thankful for is that I did go into the comments of one of his videos and I found some other conservative gay teachers that I was following. And I was like, oh.
Time to go.
Yeah.
Thank you for exposing yourself.
Follow real quick. Unfortunately, they are very in my niche though, because they are an LGBTQ teacher, choir teacher, which is very much my niche. So their video still pops up on my For You page and I just keep clicking not interested. But so I was thankful for that. But yeah, it does. It happens. And I mean, I think the way, and it's funny because his videos, at least in my circle, they've been going off. People have been stitching them, being like, this is why you're wrong. This is why you're privileged and I don't have to listen to what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy. I was just like, I'm going to say something, but I can't give him a platform. So I'm not adding him. I am not his video. He does not need me to get his clout. Okay. But I did want to say, you know, whatever I said on the gram, but
you know what? Yeah. I think it's important to push back against people like that also, but there are ways of doing that without adding to the clout and the attention that they're getting. Like something I've been seeing is people saying, hey, do not stitch that batshit crazy Christian Walker's, you know, videos. Like, if you have to respond to it, maybe screenshot it and then do your response, just so you're not like directly adding to, you know, his views, because there are always going to be people who are going to click his name and going to go back to that original video. So there are definitely things to work around that. But yeah, sure. Danny, so what else for you? Like, because like, so what would you say has kind of been something negative or bad that has come out of you being like an internet person, besides getting inundated with gays for Republicans on your TikTok?
Well, I'll say, like, you know, on kind of like the content creation side of it, like, what is it called, that like that kind of like imposter syndrome, mm-hmm. like, you know, I come on to these, like, you're like, oh, Danny's the Reels expert, the Reels king. And then someone else the other day was like, you're a Reels expert. I'm like, y'all, I'm not a Reels expert. I mean, I do love Reels and I do make them a lot, but I'm not an expert. Like, there are people who know way more about trends and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And I can talk to you about it. I just make them and I enjoy them and I have fun. And, you know, maybe they're funny or very niche so you can laugh at them. But I do also, you know, I, especially being one of Laura's social stars, like, mm-hmm. I've had to come and kind of wear that badge. Like, you are a planner reel maker. Like, you have some authority there, and I can share that with people. And it's hard because sometimes I go to post something and it's like, is this what the people need? Are people going to like this? Like, do I have the authority? Like, why should someone listen to me talk about being a content creator in planners and like making reels? Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's that double-edged sword. Like, I also love it and I have so much fun and I love talking to people mm-hmm. about making reels. And I love when my challenges get used and people like, this is my first reel ever. You made it so easy. Thank mm-hmm. you. I had so much fun, you know, and I love it, but I'm not immune to the imposter syndrome. Like, right. I'm constantly mm-hmm. like, okay, I guess I'm going to post this. Like, I'm going to talk about this. I don't know if it's what people need. And it can be hard because, like, you have to feel authoritative to, like, make the content. But if you're not feeling it, like, you don't want to make it. And so sometimes it's hard. And when you don't see me post for a couple of days, that's probably why I'm like, I'm either overwhelmed with something else or, you know, I need a break, or I'm like, you know, oh, I thought about posting this, but I don't know. I, like, is it necessary? Mm-hmm. Is it worth it? Are the people going to enjoy it? And that's when I have to remind myself that I do have to gas myself up a little bit and say, like, no, you have authority. And, like, mm-hmm. people enjoy hearing my content. That's why I don't hate when people tell me they like my stuff. I appreciate it because it reminds me to keep going.
Yep. Yep.
It's like, people like what you're saying. People want to hear it. It's helping people in whatever space, whether it's just seeing someone that's queer or whether it's actually learning about reels for planners. And so I appreciate it, but that is a hard thing about, you know, because I could just not be online and I would be fine. I wouldn't have to think about
that's true.
I
feel that wholehearted. I literally have a carousel post like on Canva behind y'all, and I have been sitting at this for like half an hour before we hopped on, like, mm-hmm. oh, do I want to post this? Because it is a little bit sassy, but you know, I'm sassy, so I'm like, I should just post it.
That's your whole brand.
the little mic. I saw somebody doing the little mic thing, and I know it's like a trend, like it's something that people do, but I definitely was like, you're not doing it as well as Myra does it, so.
Period.
They weren't in the planner committee. It was just like some other person.
Because I've got the little mic from TikTok.
Yeah, like it's a thing.
Love
like
the little mic.
But I was like, no, Myra does it better.
Oh, man. Am I up for negative?
Yes.
I mean, I guess it wouldn't really say it's negative. I mean, mm-hmm. I guess it kind of can't. For me, it can be because I am very introverted. So a part of being on social media is to be social. Mm-hmm. Y'all hear me all the time talking about my DMs. I'm just out of control because mm-hmm. I have to have like set times and make sure that I am in the mood and like have to have that like social media hat, I guess, on mm-hmm. to be able to chat with people. And it's not like me like I mean, in the sense, it is a performance, basically. But mm-hmm. I mean, I'm being myself, but it is me having to turn on. That's kind of one of the negative things for me, is like having to turn on. Because like, even with Social Star, sometimes I'm just like, I just want to soak up the information and leave. I don't want to have to like come and turn on, you know? So that's kind of one of the negative things for me. Like I've obviously enjoyed talking to people and being in the DMs, but it may take me a little bit longer to get back to you, because I do have to like set a certain time and like put that certain hat on, because I am very introverted and I get my energy from being quiet, which is,
I was just about to ask you that, because I was just
Yeah, it's so weird with having a podcast.
I thought I knew, but I wanted to make sure.
It's wild. Yeah. I feel like Myra is like an introvert. Danny is like an extrovert kind of. And I'm like an introvert. I'm like an extroverted introvert. I'm like a little bit of both. Like I have my moments where people really fill my cup, and then I have my time where myself by myself really fills my cup. And I need both. I really need both to survive. That's interesting. I feel like people should keep that in mind too when they're interacting with other people online. Like, what is their social media love language, basically? Like, what works best for this person? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, content pillar.
Period. I love it.
Social media love language.
You know, because some people create different.
For a minute.
Yes, you know, some people create different, and some people receive, you know, the information back to them, the comments back to them, the criticism back to them in a different way. And I feel like just because somebody, you know, maybe didn't respond to your DM within an hour, that doesn't mean that they don't want to talk to you or they're not trying to interact with you. It just means that, you know, they might have things going on in their life, or they just, like Myra, they set aside specific time to do that interaction, to deal with other people, because they have to basically save up their energy and able to be able to do that effectively and in a way that's not going to totally drain them. You know what I'm saying? So like, you definitely got to keep that in mind, but interesting. I love this conversation so much. Yeah.
I love the social media love language. Oh,
feel free to make content a reel from that. Which one of y'all gonna make a reel first? Let's go. It's a contest.
I would take it, because I was like, it's not for me. I'm gonna be like, Meg, time for you. There you go.
There you go.
What's your social media love language? Me and Myra will workshop that. We'll workshop that. We'll figure something out. Collab.
Can I propose? It'll be cute.
But yeah, this has been such a great therapeutic conversation. And I feel like that is why, even though, you know, we made the first Reels episode literally like 2 months ago, and it feels like it was made that long ago, it's starting to come back to me now that this is literally the exact feeling I had when we finished our conversation with Julie. And I feel like this is what these episodes are meant to be. Like, obviously we're not therapists or anything like that, but it's kind of meant to be like a therapeutic kind of vent session about the community, about the world, kind of what we're going through, and just kind of talk and let it all out. And Danny, you were just the perfect guest for this topic. I'm so thankful for you and your friendship and your presence in this community. Like, you're literally the light of the planner community. So
oh my god.
You guys are sweet. Thank you so much. I, you know, that all of those sentiments are why I've been a supporter of Planner Wine, not since day one, I guess, since I was a little late to the game, but
no, day one. You were the A1.
But yeah, because I just think that's, you know, these are things that need to be said, whether people, you know, want to hear them or not. If you don't want to hear it, don't subscribe.
Period. Exactly.
That doesn't mean it ain't true.
Hello. Yeah. Just because you don't want to hear it does not mean it's not true. That can just. Can that be a campaign slogan? Like, where are the politicians who need to get that going? Because facts. But yeah, guys, thank y'all so much for listening to our second episode of Shots. Let us know what you thought about it. Comment on the Facebook group. Feel free to send us a DM on the Patreon. Just let us know how you received this conversation, and we hope it helped somebody. Maybe it helped you go ahead and make that reel that you've been scared to make, or, you know, put yourself out there a little bit more than what you have wanted to do in the past. Just know that you have friends and you have people who support you in this community, no matter what. And, you know, let the haters hate. They don't have nothing better else to do. So yeah.
Period. Mic drop.
Yes. But yeah, till next time, we will be back with another episode of Reels in September. That sounds more than
just... Are we calling it Reels or Shots?
Sorry, I don't know why I said Reels.
Yeah, I mean...
Reels are on my brain. Next episode of Shots in September. But yeah, guys, thank you so much again, Danny, and we will talk to y'all soon.
Bye.